that sounds good. You guys remember that? That was live in the Rockline studio.
I thought that was.
You guys tore it up that night. That was a little bit of Use Me for those listening to the show. Welcome back. I'm Bob Coburn. We're with Cody and Mike and Mark and Blower and Austin. All the guys in Hinder taking your calls toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. If you go to rocklineradio.com, you can hear this show again. It'll run for 2 weeks with the commercials removed beginning sometime tomorrow late afternoon at rocklineradio.com. And then you can see who's coming up, too. We'll be joined next week by Three Doors Down. Then we hit our holiday shows with Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in the Rockline studio. Love and Death, Head's new project, will be in the new year in 2013, and all kinds of cool stuff coming your way. More calls right now for Hinder, and next up from Menifee, California, is Jackie on the line. Welcome to Rockline.
Hi.
What's up?
Hello.
I'm really nervous. It's probably taking me a second.
It's okay.
Don't be.
Yeah.
It's all good.
My heart's like actually beating so hard I can see it in my chest. My question was, you guys mentioned that one of the songs on Welcome to the Freak Show was recycled. I was wondering which one that was.
Track number 8, I think, I Don't Want to Believe.
Does that answer your question, Jackie? Do you have more?
Yes.
I mean, these are really, really nice guys, by the way. There's no reason to feel intimidated.
Oh, no, I've met them. They're really great guys, but I feel weird calling.
No, it's okay. Can we see your heart beating in your chest?
If you could, you'd probably laugh at me. You could probably hear it. It's actually like I can hear it. So
it's crazy.
That's
awesome.
And I wanted to know, when are you guys coming to California? I miss you.
Oh, we miss you too. It'll be next year. We'll definitely head out there for sure.
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
Good job, Jackie. Thanks for calling, and thanks for checking in with us on Rockline. You did really well, and the guys like you. I can tell. Jim is in Round Lake Beach, Illinois, and that sounds like a cool place to be. Jim, welcome to Rockline. I got Hinder here for you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very good.
Good. Just seen you this past weekend up at the Brat Stop. You guys totally rocked out, like always. It's about my 16th show that I've seen you guys.
Nice.
My question, thank you. Man.
Yeah, I started seeing you guys back in when you toured with Motley Crue out in Baltimore, and I've kind of followed you all over the U.S.
Awesome, dude.
My question is actually more towards Cody. I know that you produced this album. Do you find it harder to produce your own band than you do other bands?
I don't know if it's harder necessarily. I'm definitely more emotionally tied, you know, to this. It's kind of hard to separate yourself as like a producer and a band member. As a producer, you kind of find yourself doing things that you wouldn't normally do as a band guy, if that makes any sense at all. But it's definitely a little different. There's a little more pressure, I would say.
Do you see this as like a sidebar career for you, Cody? I mean.
I guess kind of it's, maybe right now more of a hobby, I guess, you know what I mean? Cause I mean, this band's been my life for so long and, you know, I want it to last forever. So as long as we can continue to be a band, Hinder will always be my first priority.
That's your day job.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now I had heard Howard Benson was going to produce and Kevin Cherko, and it ended up being you and Marshall Dutton. Is that the correct sequence and how'd that evolve?
I don't know. Me and Marshall started working together, back on All American Nightmare, when we were working on the demos and stuff. And then we ended up bringing in Kevin Cherko, to co-produce. But on this one, I don't know. I just kind of felt like, you know, nobody else was going to, I don't know, care enough to do it the right way, and to make the steps that I thought needed to be taken, I guess. So I knew that nobody would care about this album as much as me. So, and for us, it was kind of make or break. So,
you know, that's a really good point. No one is going to care about this project any more than you do or any of the other four members in the band. I mean,
exactly.
This is your baby. So that makes absolutely perfect sense. Now, the song Should Have Known Better has gotten a couple of comments already. Do you think that'll be the second single? Things pointing that direction? Or?
It's possible. We're kind of letting the fans do their thing and pick their favorite song, but that's really doing a lot of things for us right now, I think.
Well, it's one of my favorites on the album, without a doubt. Welcome to the Freak Show. This is Should Have Known Better, Hinder on Rockline.
up, but you're back in my bed. We broke up, how this happened again? I always end up letting you in when I start drinking, not thinking. Should've listened to all of my friends. Same road and the same dead end. I'm loving while she pretends, so I keep drinking, not thinking. First up is hard enough, even worse to give it up. I can't forget her when she's gone, but she can't leave when I'm holding on. So what can I say? I made a mistake this time. You'll never change. You're nothing but trouble, and I should've known better. It's always the same. I'll take the blame this time. I'll never change. You're nothing but trouble, and I should've known better. Girl, I should've known better. Every time that I start to forget, I drive by the spot where we first met. You had nothing on underneath that dress. We were just drinking, not thinking. Just two kids, it was way too soon. Didn't realize what we had to lose. No way to know we wouldn't make it through. Didn't know we'd end up sinking. First up is hard enough, even worse to give it up. I can't forget her when she's gone, but she can't leave.
Should Have Known Better. What a great tune from Welcome to the Freak Show, the newest album by Hinder, their fourth overall, and it won't be the last. I have a feeling there are plenty more to come from this band from Oklahoma City. We talked to Dakota, who is in Zion, Illinois. Welcome to Rockline, Dakota.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Not much. I got two quick questions for you guys.
Cool.
The first one is, do you feel it's important to
Hello.
I lost you, buddy.
Yes, we feel it's very important.
And I think everybody should remember that.
Excruciatingly important.
Never forget that.
It's so important to charge the battery on your phone.
Well done, Bob.
That sucks.
We'll try to get him back on the air. I mean, he just literally disappeared. That sounded like that was a phone issue there. And he sounded like he was so eager to talk to you guys, too, man. That's really something. I had read that there was going to be a song in this album called Memory. What happened to that? Did the title get changed, and did you guys really come in with 70 songs?
That was for All American Nightmare.
Oh, that was okay. That was for the previous album. Okay.
Yeah. But it breaks my heart that song's not out yet, to be honest. I love that song.
Well, it's not going anywhere. We still have it. You know, we can always, you know, wait and recycle it later. So
I was going to say, how many of those type songs do you have that, you know, maybe didn't fit an album but are certainly good enough to release in the future? Do you have half dozen?
There's definitely a lot.
Yeah, I was listening through some demos yesterday and thinking, man, like, it's really sad that some of these haven't been heard yet. But.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of artists who come on the show, and this has been a topic of conversation as of late, that with smartphones the way they are and the things that you can do, a lot of people are storing either ideas or pieces of songs actually on their phone, so they have them in the palm of their hand and they don't forget about them being in the back of a bus at 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Do you guys do that? Do you try to? Yeah,
absolutely.
My phone's full of them.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Well, do we have Dakota back on? Yeah, we have him. Hey, Dakota, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Don't know what happened, but nice
welcome
to have you
back.
I have
to apologize. It was a while, and I just dropped the call on my cell phone. Sorry about that.
All good.
The questions were, do you feel like it's important to connect to the social media and through your fans? And then also for Cody, as a drummer myself, I was wondering, when you go to record an album, are you one of those, do you believe less is more when it comes to fills and transitions, or you just try and put as much in there as you can?
Yeah, to answer that question first, yeah, I'd definitely say less is more. You know, I always think the job of a drummer is to just, you know, hold down a groove and play what's best for the song. You know, whenever you can make the rest of your band sound better, you know, I think that's always the goal and should be the goal of every drummer.
So. I think for any instrument, the goal is to serve the song.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, that's what it's all about. And then the other was the tie-in with social media and fans. Are you guys on the front line with that? Do you have other people do it? Has it helped the band, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely very involved, especially as of late with social media. You know, obviously it's very important. You know, we've got like over a million friends or likes on Facebook. So, I mean, you know, anytime you can, you know, reach the masses with, you know, the click of a button, it's definitely important. And, I mean, and it can be a lot of fun, which we've learned lately. So, yeah, it's definitely important.
And it can be a lot of fun, too. You're right.
I have a special request to the millions of people that have liked us on Facebook. I would like it if you would go buy our album.
I'd like to buy them overnight.
Please. I'd
like that as well.
I would really, really like that.
Plug.
You know, the population of our country now is what, like 340 million, something like that? That means one out of 340 people in the country are on your Facebook site liking you. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you look at it in those kind of terms, man.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And it's some high-impact reach there. Dakota, thank you. We'll talk to Stacy now, who's in Salisbury, Maryland. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, it's Stacy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to say I love the CD. I have it on my iPhone plus 3 physical copies of it.
Thank you. I like that.
Home run.
Definitely. I just wanted to know what were y'all's tour plans for next year and about how expensive they would be.
Are what?
And tour plans for 2013.
We're starting up at the end of January, and you know, hopefully we can just kind of jump in and keep this thing rolling. You know, we want to book as many dates as possible, so you know, hopefully there'll be a bunch.
Well, it looks like a good year around the corner. You know, I think we all go into the New Year's with an optimistic attitude, and hopefully it will be all of our years in 2013. Stacy, thanks for checking in with us. The lines that Dakota and Stacy were on are now open. It's the first open lines we've had throughout the show. Take advantage of that. Hender is here to talk with you, toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. It's 1-800-344-7625. Coming up now, we're focusing on the new album, Welcome to the Freak Show. We're going to play at least one song out of the past, and this one certainly needs no introduction.
Honey, why are you calling me so late? It's kind of hard to talk right now. Honey, why are you crying? Is everything okay? I gotta whisper cause I can't be too loud. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on.
Love that song. Extreme Behavior is the album, Lips of an Angel. When you guys wrote that, recorded it, and it was done, did you know you were onto something, or did it catch you by surprise with the incredible reaction that that song got?
I always thought that it was a really, really good song, and you know, obviously we fought for that song to be on the record, and I always thought there was something there about it. I don't know. Just me.
No, it's just one of those songs that, you know, everybody's been in one of those situations. So, I mean, everybody can relate to it. So, yeah.
Boy, in a way, it's the old grass is greener syndrome, you know? It's like, okay, I've got somebody nice in my arm, but man, I'm looking at her and going, you know?
Yeah.
Where do you guys put that in your set at this point?
I think it's smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, right in the middle right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you do a little breakdown in the middle now? I know you just did an acoustics tour, right?
We did it. Just finished up the Bare Bones tour, we pretty much let the crowd kind of sing on it sometimes, you know. But other than that, it's still the same.
Yeah, some songs are not good for the crowd singing. They're just not. You know, that one's perfect, though. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. Let's take a time out. We'll come back with more of your calls. All the lines are jammed up again at 1-800-344-ROCK. It's an evening with Hinder on Rockline and Bob Coburn. And Rockline is brought to you by Fox. A reminder that you can laugh your fox off with TV's funniest comedies. An all-new Raising Hope, followed by Ben and Kate. New episodes of New Girl. Boy, Zooey Deschanel is just irresistible. I mean, yes, just
absolutely.
Just totally. And The Mindy Project, also a funny show, follows that. It's all coming your way on Fox Tuesday. The Fox Comedies on Tuesday night. We'll be back in just a moment with Hinder. More of your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. Is it just me? From Welcome to the Freak Show to the third time out.